You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
Labor has launched its first key election policy, a fund that would invest in New Zealand businesses and infrastructure. The New Zealand Future Fund would sit alongside the New Zealand Super Fund, with the Ministry of Finance as the sole shareholder. Labor's tax policy is expected later this month, but it stated that tax would not be the government's only source of income. Labor's health spokesperson, Dr. Aisha Varel, has also released Labor's policy for a new approach to funding GPs. Labor would create an independent pricing authority that would take into account a range of factors to determine GP pricing. And teachers and healthcare workers are going on a mass strike today, with weather-dependent rallies across Aotearoa. For our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party, I spoke to Shannon Halbert about all of these topics. I started by asking if he could talk about what the recently announced Future Fund is and how it will work in practice.
Yeah, I think it's really important, and I'm quite excited about the Future Fund that Chris Hipkins has announced. It really backs New Zealand's potential to invest in the future. I think it supports local businesses, Kiwi businesses, to create good, secure jobs and give people a reason to stay here. I've been really concerned about the number of people going overseas to work. And most of all, we've got to find solutions, and in this case, policies that will help them reconsider that decision and stay here in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
What inspired this economic policy specifically?
Well, we're concerned about people leaving New Zealand. We know that young people don't see opportunities here like they might see overseas. We also know that people want to be in good jobs. They want to be paid well, and they want to be able to provide for themselves and their family. But that's leading to a dead end under this government. The job of resolving the cost of living crisis hasn't been achieved as promised. And so we've got to come up with different ways, innovative ways, to create wealth here in New Zealand so that people can feel the benefits of the hard work that they do. Whether they're an employee, whether they're a business, we want to see that opportunity here in Aotearoa.
But why has Labor chosen to head in this direction with your economic policy instead of a tax announcement, for example?
This is the first of a series of policies. We wanted something that set our sights on the future, that gave people aspiration. And there's a number of ways that we can generate revenue and opportunity, productivity here in our own country. So this is the first, the New Zealand Future Fund. As we said, we will announce tax policy before the end of the year. I'm excited about that too as those discussions continue. We need a fairer tax system, and that's what we'll be doing too.
The other big announcement from Labor this week was GP funding. Could you talk through this policy?
Yeah, we're working hard to address the challenges that the average family faces in getting access to their local GP. I went to my GP in Birkenhead 2 weeks ago. It cost me $85. And for the average person, I just don't know how they would be able to afford that. This proposal really is an independent pricing program which sets the price that government has to pay for GPs. It supports GPs and their practices to create better access for people in New Zealand. We know that's a problem. And this is the first in a range of the health policies that we'll be announcing.
What do you hope this specific policy could achieve? And could you talk a bit more about who this policy will benefit?
This policy really benefits all New Zealanders. The authority bases its prices on the data from practices on costs, on staffing, patient need and service delivery. We've made sure that it's evidence-based. And for GPs, it means sustainability. It gives them a bit of certainty and transparency. We want them to be focused on patient needs, not just balancing the books in their own private practices. And so we've found a way that we're able to balance that for them, but ensure that we're supporting better access to people in New Zealand to access their GP.
And changing tacks a bit, are you supportive of the mega strike today?
Absolutely. Many of my teachers and nurses in Northcote will be rallying about 10 o'clock on the shore. I really back them. I want better work conditions, safer work conditions for them, and I want them to be paid what they're worth. And we want to ensure that the government is engaging with them in a meaningful way. I've been shocked at the punch down that I've seen, the whakaiti that I've seen from this government against our workers and our unions. These are people that we really appreciate. These are people that in COVID we called essential workers and we valued them. I want some of those values and support to apply where they're at now and ensuring that they're taken care of.
What is your response to Judith Collins' comments that the strikes are politically motivated?
Well, I think that's incredibly unfair. What these people are asking for is fair pay. And second to that is they're asking for safer work conditions, whether that be in a school, whether that be in a hospital. That is not an unreasonable ask. That is not political. We want those that look after us in the healthcare system or those that teach our kids in school to have good work conditions so that they can do their job well. So Judith Collins' attack on these workers is incredibly disappointing in my view.
The government also complained that the unions were using their allocated meeting time to ask about Palestine. Can support for Palestine and these demands surrounding fair pay and working conditions exist hand in hand?
Absolutely. While they're two different issues, they all connect back to the education system here and overseas. They are top of mind for teachers, as an example. And the minister actually asked them not to discuss pay negotiations and to put a list of items that they wanted to discuss further with the minister. So Palestine is one of those topical issues for many New Zealanders at the moment. We were highly concerned and still remain concerned. And so it's not unfair for them to put that on the agenda and share their concerns with the minister. That is an example of using politics against these group of workers, and that is unfair.
That was Labour's Shannon Halbert on Labour's proposed Future Fund, their policy of a new GP funding model, and today's mega strike.
That was our weekly chat with Labour MP Shannon Halbert.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.